Life Audio.
The Word of God is just as relevant today as it was when the Holy Spirit first inspired the prophets, apostles, and other biblical writers to write it down. Every generation, regardless of our present circumstances, can learn more about God's will and His ways as we examine His Word. We have the privilege to do that again today, but before we read today's chapter of Scripture, let's take a moment to hear from the sponsors of today's episode. You're listening to the Chapter a Day Audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're in Ecclesiastes chapter 7. And we'll be reading from the New English Translation. A good reputation is better than precious perfume. Likewise, the day of one's death is better than the day of one's birth. It is better to go to a funeral than a feast. For death is the destiny of every person, and the living should take this to heart. Sorrow is better than laughter, because sober reflection is good for the heart. The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of merrymaking. It is better for a person to receive a rebuke from those who are wise than to listen to the song of fools. For like the crackling of quick-burning thorns under a cooking pot, so is the laughter of the fool. This kind of folly also is useless. Surely oppression can turn a wise person into a fool. Likewise, a bribe corrupts the heart. The end of a matter is better than its beginning. Likewise, patience is better than pride. Do not let yourself be quickly provoked, for anger resides in the lap of fools. Do not say, "Why were the old days better than these days?" For it is not wise to ask that. Wisdom, like an inheritance, is a good thing. It benefits those who see the light of day. For wisdom provides protection, just as money provides protection. But the advantage of knowledge is this: wisdom preserves the life of its owner. Consider the work of God, for who can make straight what he has bent? In times of prosperity, be joyful. But in times of adversity, consider this: God has made one as well as the other, so that no one can discover what the future holds. During the days of my fleeting life, I have seen both of these things. Sometimes a righteous person dies prematurely in spite of his righteousness, and sometimes a wicked person lives long in spite of his evil deeds. So do not be excessively righteous or excessively wise, otherwise you might be disappointed. Do not be excessively wicked, and do not be a fool, otherwise you might die before your time. It is best to take hold of one warning without letting go of the other warning. For the one who fears God will follow both warnings. Wisdom gives a wise person more protection than 10 rulers in a city. For there is not one truly righteous person on the earth who continually does good and never sins. Also, do not pay attention to everything that people say. Otherwise, you might even hear your servant cursing you. For you know in your own heart that you also have cursed others many times. I have examined all this by wisdom. I said, "I am determined to comprehend this," but it was beyond my grasp. Whatever has happened is beyond human understanding. It is far deeper than anyone can fathom. I tried to understand, examine, and comprehend the role of wisdom in the scheme of things, and to understand the stupidity of wickedness and the insanity of folly. I discovered this: more bitter than death is the kind of woman who is like a hunter's snare. Her heart is like a hunter's net, and her hands are like prison chains. The man who pleases God escapes her, but the sinner is captured by her. The teacher says, "I discovered this while trying to discover the scheme of things, item by item. What I have continually sought, I have not found. I have found only one upright man among a thousand, but I have not found one upright woman among all of them. This alone have I discovered. God made humankind upright, but they have sought many evil schemes. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the privilege of obtaining the gift of wisdom through faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, so that as we look at a portion of Scripture like this, you give us wisdom into its content, understanding in how to apply it, and you give us the strength and desire to listen to you as you communicate your truth. Lord, we recognize that by nature we are sinful people, and just as this chapter tells us, you made us upright, but we have sought many evil schemes. Humanity as a whole has rebelled against you. But we know that your Son, Jesus Christ, came to this earth and took our sin upon himself so that through faith in him, we can live forever. We can be forgiven of our sin. We could walk with you for all eternity. Lord, we're grateful for these things, and we're grateful for your love for us. We pray, Lord, that we would rejoice in your presence with us today, and we thank you for this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.